The heat of the summer is a good time to talk about the gulls at the beach. They are adaptable, smart, and once they figure out how to find a meal quickly, they learn new behavior. So what about the gulls at the beach, you ask? Well, they have beach smarts, and they're getting smarter as you hear this. The more crowded a beach is in terms of human activity, the bolder and smarter the gulls. By observing gulls of many species at many beaches, not only on the Cape and Islands, but all over the globe, I have seen many things. Gulls adapt to human presence very quickly. In fact, they seem to equate humans with a free lunch. I would go so far as to say that humans attract gulls on a summer beach. This is so because wherever human activity occurs, so comes along food for opportunistic gulls. Take, for example, any of the vastly popular beaches in our area that attract many more humans than gulls. In the past couple of weeks, more gulls have been frequenting the area. Their numbers will continue to increase daily for several more weeks. The gulls have finished with breeding activity for the year and have dispersed from their nesting colonies. Adults often return to familiar haunts. Many of the individuals hanging out are undoubtedly birds that had success finding food on the very same beach last year and in prior years. Gulls are very long-lived. The oldest known herring gull in the wild was of a banded bird found dead on Martha's Vineyard 5 years ago that had spent over 36 years staying alive. Once they mature and make it past their first breeding season, gulls have a low mortality rate. They then continue to do what got them this far and establish a routine. Chances are good that the gull tearing open unattended bags on the beach is the same one who did it last year. By unattended on the beach, I mean that a human was more than a few feet away or sleeping on a blanket. For the past decade or more, there are growing numbers of herring and ring-billed gulls on the beaches. Each year, they have their old routines down, but they continue to keep learning increasingly bold and aggressive moves to get food. They quickly down sandwiches, tearing the bags from open coolers, and rip open chip bags with people a scant few feet away. With increased numbers and the distraction they cause, gulls are able to increase their scavenging opportunities. The reason for the increased boldness is it leads to a reward, a meal. People feeding the gulls cause them to associate people with food. Many on vacation think it is great fun to feed the gulls. It is fun initially, but like feeding wild animals anywhere, it is a bad practice. It dulls the bird's innate fear of humans and encourages increasingly aggressive behavior. It will continue to get worse and possibly dangerous. It is bad for the birds. Subjecting them to what we humans eat could be the cruelest trick of all. The solution to this problem, while obvious, is not an easy one. For example, brown and black bears in national parks have suffered because of people feeding them. They lost their natural fear, and park officials have been forced to remove them to eliminate danger to people. People were the problem, not the bears, but the bears ended up on the short end of the stick. Don't feed the gulls. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.